As this week's Salisbury City Council meeting broke up, Councilmember Terry Cohen announced that she would be resigning her seat effective August 8th this Friday. Cohen, now in her second term and had previously been president of the council, cited personal obligations that would keep her from carrying out her duties as she demanded of herself. It was a surprise announcement and caught fellow councilmember Shaney Shields off guard. Shields has been on the council during Cohen's tenure, and many times they've had strong disagreements. We caught up with Shields, who represents the majority-minority first district.
It was a surprise. Yes, it was. And I didn't see it coming. You know, I know she missed some meetings, but I didn't know the reason for it, because I've missed some meetings because I have some health issues. So I didn't know that this was going to happen. But if she gracefully resigned, you know, and you have to do what you have to do sometime, and you put your family first. I'm a strictly believer that put your health and your family first. It said she had a tragedy in her family and stuff, so I can understand that.
So how would you assess Cohen's legacy?
Well, I think one of the things I will give her credit for is the transparency. I think we're the most transparent government that we have. We put everything on PAC 14, you know, the meetings, the work sessions. We have everything online now. She was computer knowledgeable, so she made suggestions wherein we could get information in a quicker way. And some of the issues that I disagreed with her, she was a 42 advocate, which I'm still against. And then the veterans home I tried to get in my district, they voted against that. And the BRICS, of course, and then the stalemate, the length of time to get things done. Everybody has their own way of thinking, whether I agree with it or not, and they have the right to think that way. But it was a surprise.
Now, Terry Cohen, along with former Councilmember Debbie Campbell and then later Tim Spees, appeared to form a working majority in the council. Now, Campbell, of course, left, and now it's Cohen. I mean, is this an end of an era?
It represented a stalemate in the city. It represented stalling things and dissecting things, handicapping the city movement forward. I think it's moving forward now in a positive way. We're working very close to the business community, and I think we're working well with the citizenry, you know, department heads. They're working closer, you know, getting their jobs done. And not saying they weren't getting them done before, but it was stressful for some of the department heads. I think that stress is worn off so they can do their job for the taxpayers. But I think overall, I think we're going to see the city move forward and be inclusive for everybody.
At one point, this three-member majority seemed to be aligned with Mayor Jim Ireton when he took office after Barry Tillman's departure. But then all those relations, they seemed to come apart.
It hurt the city when this happened. You respect each other's point of view, but you don't turn your back on them and disrespect them. It really hurt the city. And they didn't see why they were hurting the city. That's another point. They didn't really believe that they were hurting the city when they were doing the stuff they were doing. It's either my way or no way, or the highway.
Salisbury City Councilmember Shaney Shields of District 1 on the decision by fellow Councilmember Terry Cohen to resign as of August 8th due to personal obligations. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.